My darling humans, welcome back to Safe Space with Kira Graves. I am your host, Kira Graves. And it's good to see you. Oh my gosh. Let's hop right into it. So today I want to talk about following the path that lights you up. Not going for a job or a career that you will settle for, but really taking life in the palm of your hands and being like, you're my bitch now. Really taking full control of your life. That's what this episode is about. This is also the way I personally live my life and how I am able to reach the goals and dreams that my child self has always wanted to reach, and how I've been able to do it. So I want to share that with you. I've always led my life and my career very much based on what feels good and what lights me up. And I've had so many people, especially in high school, right, being like, oh, what are you going to go to university for? What are you going to study? I'm going into medicine. I'm going into pharmacy. I'm going into, I literally can't even think of anything else. But when I was in high school, I had a lot of people putting a lot of pressure on me to go to college or university for something not the arts. I had a lot of people being like, you can't pursue a career in the arts. That you need a plan B because that's not going to work out for you. You know what I said to them? Fuck you and your little opinion. And I'm sorry. I apologize that you weren't able to do that yourself, but I am not you, and I'm not going to be living by the restrictions that you place on yourself. Boom. I just remember having this like deep knowing ever since I was younger that I have the power to do whatever I fucking want in this lifetime, and I've done it. So it's been pretty awesome. And I want to share a little bit of how I achieved that mindset, because it is all a mindset, you guys. Like, the only actual limitation that you have between you and your dreams is your own limiting mindset, okay? I promise you. You have the capability to literally do anything you want. You have it within you. It's hard sometimes to block out the negative opinions of others. And well, they might be well-intentioned opinions. They're literally coming from a place of like, how dare you think that you can do that when I haven't been able to do that myself? So always remember that when people place that shit on you, it's coming from their own insecurities, their own baggage. It has nothing to do with you. So please don't make the opinions of others mean anything about you. That is something that I've had to learn growing up in this industry and doing what I do now, which is such an unconventional career. My career is really interesting because I'm not just an actor, but I'm a human that is on the internet that people listen to, which is super weird when I think about it. And the way that I got here was not planned either. Nothing was forced or planned or thought out. My life kind of just unfolded as if this was the divine plan of the universe from the beginning. And I think my soul knows this, but my human self didn't really know where it was going until it happened. And the whole time I just followed my gut instincts and followed the path that lights me up. And look where I've landed today. I'm very grateful. So I think from the beginning, something that I've always done, again, is do things that, I know this is going to sound really corny, but do things that create that fire inside of you. Do you ever do a certain activity and you just have this like fire and passion inside of you to keep doing it? That's a really, really good sign that you are on the right track and you are doing exactly what your divine plan is. It's a good idea to pay attention to those little signs, that fire, that passion, when you're in the flow, when you're creatively charged. Those are really good indicators that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing here. Whether it's doing makeup, whether it's volunteering at an animal shelter, whether it's making videos on TikTok, you will know the feeling of that passion. And if you don't, that's okay. Explore things that you're interested in. Explore things you're curious about. And I would even recommend exploring things that scare you. Because sometimes the things that scare you are the things that are calling you the most. And there's something there that you need to push through that fear. But once you're through that fear, you might find something really spectacular. So for example, with this podcast, I was putting it off for like literally years. I was scared. But there came a point, and I did a lot of oracle card readings that said, share your voice. And I was like, oh, I know what that's about. There came a point where I was like, no, this is just the next logical step for me to do. Is like, I feel that one of my purposes here on this earth is to share what I'm learning. My next tip would be take leaps. You have to take risks. You have to take leaps, okay? Not everything is gonna feel safe. You're going to have to push through the fear. I got an oracle card last night. It's this beautiful deck by Rebecca Campbell. It's called the Work Your Light deck. And I got this card called Leap, and it's basically, don't wait for anyone else's permission to take that leap, to go for what you want. But you have to give yourself permission to take that leap, take that risk, whatever it is, into the field of your dreams, pursuing what you want to be pursuing. Just take the first step. Take that leap and the universe will catch you. I think that's such a beautiful reminder, right? Because sometimes we will want to wait for everything to perfectly fall into place before we can take that leap. But sometimes the universe does not work like that. Sometimes we do need to take a quantum leap, a really massive step. And taking that step shows yourself and the universe, I am trusting. I am believing in myself. I have faith that this is going to work out. And that goes into my next point, is having faith in yourself, having faith that any fucking thing is possible for you. Trust me, I've done some fucking unreal shit in my life. Have I told myself that it was possible? Yes. You have to be your biggest hype man, okay? You have to hype yourself the fuck up. Sometimes you have to convince yourself of things that maybe seems like a stretch. You decide how you want to feel. You decide how you want to live your life. It all starts from within. You can't manifest anything without creating the mindset for it first, priming your mind for the experience that you're about to have. If there is something that maybe you have to let go of in order to receive the thing that you want, then maybe that's what you need to do. Oftentimes, we'll have some barriers we have to either get over, or we have to just let go of things and make space for things in our lives. For example, this could mean people that are holding you back. It could mean maybe you're not in the right geographical area for, you know, the dream that you want to pursue. Or maybe you have limiting mindsets about yourself that won't enable you to manifest this goal because you have limiting beliefs about yourself. That was the case for me, actually, especially with acting. I think I've mentioned this course before, but Wendy Braun has an amazing course for actors where she basically primes your mind for acting success, and it fucking works. It fucking works. The year that I did her course, I booked like 6 or 7 projects that year, which is insane. Like, some people don't book projects for years. But with the proper mindset, anything is fucking possible. You just have to open the door of abundance. And you have to also be ready for it. So in that course, we did a lot of exercises on identifying our limiting beliefs. Because again, like I said, we can't manifest what we want without addressing those limiting mindsets. And oftentimes they're subconscious mindsets. They're thoughts that we don't even know that we're having if we're not self-aware enough to catch them and correct them. Sometimes it just helps to journal about your day, your life, how you're feeling. And you'd be surprised at how many little mindsets and maybe fears that you can identify by just writing, stream of consciousness writing, not thinking about it, but just journaling and letting your pen go. That is like one of the quickest ways that you can identify your limiting beliefs. Another way is to do the exercise of, if I couldn't fail, what would I do? And then write down all the things that you would achieve. And then write down, what is stopping me and what makes me think I can fail? Then write that shit down. Stream of consciousness, don't think about it. And once you identify them, you can realize, is there validity in this statement that I'm telling myself? Where did this belief come from? Maybe it didn't even come from you. Maybe it came from, you know, a high school teacher. Maybe it came from one of your parents. Maybe it came from a sibling. Maybe it came from the media. We subconsciously pick up messages 24/7. And oftentimes when we're younger, we pick up a lot of beliefs from the environment around us that stick with us until we're adults. And then when we're adults, we have to like take inventory and look at the shit we're telling ourselves. And sometimes when you have a negative belief, when you do identify a negative belief, there's a stronger negative belief underneath that. And very often, I know from experience, that very, very often, the core limiting belief that a lot of us have is, I'm not enough as I am. So saying the mantra, I am enough, has been really helpful for me. Even doing mirror work and, you know, talking to yourself in the mirror and just saying kind things to yourself in the mirror. I know it sounds super weird, but for some reason, it's like really fucking helpful. And if you do have that limiting belief of I am not enough, maybe you can take a look at all of the times when you have been enough. Sometimes it helps to look at the things that you have achieved that you are really proud of. Then you have evidence to yourself, hey, well, if I'm not enough, then how come I achieved that goal? Or how come I got to this point where I am today? Challenge those thoughts. Don't just take them as fact, okay? We have a ton of thoughts going on in our brain at all times. Our brain's job is literally to think. And not all of our thoughts are thoughts that we want to be having, ideally, right? They're not always thoughts that are positive towards ourselves. Meditation really helps with that. And letting go of, you know, distractions in your day and kind of just sitting in silence or sitting in peace with yourself, you'll be surprised at the thoughts that do come up. So if you're trying to meditate and thoughts come up, maybe they're fearful thoughts, maybe they're doubtful thoughts, write them down. Once you see them on paper, it becomes so much more real, right? This just came to me, but like, if you have trouble meditating and you want to start identifying your limiting beliefs and turning them around, try and quiet your mind and see what thoughts you do have. Write them down, jot them down really quickly, and then try and go back to your meditation. And then maybe later you can take a look at the things that you wrote down and realize, oh, like these are the thought patterns that keep replaying in my brain. It's good to know. It's really good to know. And you don't need to beat yourself up about it. You don't need to feel bad. We all have shitty thoughts about ourselves. Even the most like, you know, self-love guru out there has hateful thoughts towards themselves from time to time. It's a human thing. It's just a human experience thing. We can't really escape it. So if that makes you feel any better, you're not the only one saying shitty things to yourself. We're all doing it, trust me. And if you have a negative thought, maybe next to it, you can write the opposite of that. What if the opposite were true? You don't have to like logically make it make sense in your head. Just think about, what would your life be like if the opposite of these messages were true? What if you were enough? Let's just make believe, right? What if we're living in an alternate universe and you were enough? What would that look like? How would you live your day? What would you wear? What would you focus on? How would you speak? How would you think? If you could create a movie of your life where everything went according to how you wanted it to go, what would that movie look like? Visualization is a really helpful tool as well. Playing make-believe, playing pretend. Kids do this all the time. is they make up imaginary worlds and it's fun. They have fun with it. And as adults, we lose that because we're told, oh, it's, you know, grow up. That's like a childlike thing to do. I actually think it's a really intelligent thing to do, but it's a muscle, right? We have to train the imagination. If you love daydreaming about, you know, your crush or maybe a sexual fantasy, try using that imagination tool for what you want to achieve. Imagine yourself in the exact spot that you want to be. Maybe you want to be on a movie set. Maybe you want to be building airplanes or rocket ships at NASA. Maybe you want to be living on a farm with no one around you and, you know, taking care of plants and animals. What would you be seeing? What would you be hearing, smelling, tasting? Think about all the different things that you could be experiencing if you had this life. Just a little exercise for you. And you might have thoughts that pop up that's like, oh, well, that's never gonna happen, or that's just wishful thinking. Those are also normal thoughts to have. So if those thoughts come up, be like, I hear ya. This is what Kira warned me about. Kira warned me that the ego would try and come in and convince me otherwise. If you have those thoughts, acknowledge them. Be like, okay, I see what that is. And then just let it go. If you try and push it away, though, that's when it tries to come back. If you do have those doubting thoughts, just acknowledge them and be like, oh, that's just my ego being silly. Because our egos just like to be silly. Our egos like to poke us all the time, like, heh heh, heh heh, heh heh. The ego wants to be acknowledged too, okay? So just acknowledge those negative thoughts and be like, okay, cool, that was a negative thought, moving on. You don't have to dwell in it. One of the things that our brains like to do too is like latch on to a story or a thought and then follow it. I find that like sometimes when I'm having anxiety and I'm trying to sleep, I will have a thought and then I'll like follow it into a whole ass story and like make this whole elaborate make-believe scenario in my head. And then I'll snap out of it and be like, whoa, for the past 10 minutes, I was like, my brain was like not in my body. Like I was not here in this body in this present moment. Like I was like, I was in the ether. Circling back to the initial topic and theme of this episode, pay close attention to what lights you up and follow that. See where it goes. Maybe you don't know exactly where it's going to go. You're not going to have it all figured out. The universe will not tell you the full plan, okay, until it's finally unfolded in front of your eyes. The universe never gives you this plan. And if you're a Virgo moon or any type of Virgo, you're going to have a hard time with this. Trust me, I'm a Virgo moon. You want to know, right? All the steps. Try not to get too overwhelmed when you think about this big goal. Just take it one step at a time. And if you keep following your heart and your intuition and your gut, you will see that things start to unfold in your favor. Okay, so that's a little tasty taste of manifesting the career of your dreams. If you want me to talk more about this, I will talk more about this because I'm literally manifesting the career of my dreams right now. Right now seems like I'm in a little bit of a void, a transitionary period. I feel a little bit weird about, you know, how everything's playing out right now, but I do know that it is going to lead somewhere really amazing. I'm, you know, used to getting a certain amount of views on my YouTube channel and my TikTok and blah, 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 when I made a certain type of content, right? But when I switched my content, my views are not the same. My engagement is not the same. But I felt that this was the path that I really wanted to take. I know that sometimes things have to fall away and things have to look a little bit different before they can accelerate again. And I'm just kind of like having a lot of faith during this transitionary moment of like, you know, my podcast being really new and not having a ton of listeners. I know that if I keep at it, if I keep doing what lights me up, then it's going to lead to where I want to be. And honestly, there's no place I'd rather be than right here. Like I'm feeling pretty great about where I am right now. So I really hope that this episode helped you. Please give me a good rating on Apple Podcasts. That is how this podcast grows. So I would sincerely love if you could leave me a little love letter on Apple Podcasts and share anything with your friends that you found helpful. They are starting to do fucking construction right underneath my fucking apartment, so I'm gonna get off here. Hopefully you didn't hear that, but oh, it's so annoying. Anyways, I love you guys. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I'll see you next week. Mwah.